This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The projections are anywhere from $11 to $14 billion, somewhere around there. And when you compare that to $4 billion for South Africa hosting the 2010 Cup, is obviously they're spending way, way more. And whether or not that pays off really remains to be seen. We talked to a number of sports management and economics experts, and their basic take was that a lot depends on how Brazil really kind of brands itself and uses this as a branding mechanism and a way to increase tourism, and also how well they can use these stadiums in the years after the World Cup.
The things you need to know for the week ending the 13th, is that right? The Friday the 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, that's John Kiernan from Wallet Hub discussing the real cost of the World Cup in Brazil. Things going on at Sports Talk Radio, including the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, the World Cup, all put together, come up with some pretty interesting conversation. And so that's why it shows up at number 10 on this week's countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, TRCS. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our review of the week's conversations, the top talk topics, reviewing all 10 of them, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, inside talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all sorts of things surrounding the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs and stations and hosts across the country. That's how we determine this list, and we count them down each week at this hour from number 10 to number 1, and the World Cup, as I say, overall conversation of what's going on in sports talk radio world is at number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, the focus on climate change. The debate continues. Here are hosts Jack Tomczyk and Benjamin Cruz talking about President Obama teaming with the cable movie channel Showtime to try and shift public opinion on the climate change issue.
This from Sean Long at Newsbusters. Obama and Showtime admit to exploiting extreme weather events to shift public opinion. If you suspected that Showtime had a liberal agenda.
Showtime.
HBO, but it's Showtime. You know?
Well, it's like Cinemax, but it's
right.
Showtime.
If you suspect that Showtime had a liberal agenda, the June 9th finale of, quote, Year of Living Dangerously, end quote, confirmed it. The finale of Showtime's Years of Living Dangerously wrapped up a long effort to push climate alarmism with an interview between New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman and President Barack Obama. Friedman and Obama agreed on the need to connect extreme weather events to climate change in order to sway public opinion, showcasing the partisan goal of the Showtime series. Look at you after
so they would engage in misinformation to try to sway public opinion.
In the interview, Obama stressed the need to emphasize extreme weather because, quote, the more we can make the climate issue something that is here and now, that's how public opinion's gonna shift. I've got thoughts. You want to go first?
My basic one is that what evidence do we have that we have more hurricanes because of climate change? I've looked at the numbers. There's not been a significant jump. If
that's
anything,
right.
Last year there were hardly any hurricanes.
When it is so easy to point out that little fact nugget, why go all in on that strategy?
Right. What? Neither side can use a significant weather event to prove or disprove climate change.
Right.
This is how statistics works. You can't use one event as your evidence. You can't use a couple of events either. You need to have years and years and decades and centuries of data.
What the other side will say when we bring up, oh, you think we have global warming?
Oh, it was snowing in April. That puts a crapper in your global warming theory, doesn't it?
The other side says you can't use that to argue against global warming. But
then they immediately
the exact same thing.
Well, then they say
global warming.
Well, what they say is, oh, snow in May, that's global warming. That's climate change. It's more extreme weather from here on.
They will say weather doesn't equal climate.
Right.
When the weather seems to prove the opposite point. But when they want to use it to their advantage, they will say weather equals climate.
You know, this is something that goes on and on and on and on, this conversation about the weather. We are actually in an ice age. I did some research, and at some point, not through this program, I'm going to share what's been going on during the past 2.4 billion years, if you really want to know what's going on. The thing that's being pointed out there is how intellectually dishonest the conversation about the climate really is, that they didn't do a particularly intellectually stimulating job of pointing that out, but that's really kind of what's going on.
Number 8.
On the Good Day program earlier this week, I had a conversation with Gretchen Martins, who's known as the Veteran Lady, because the number 8 issue is the continuing focus on the Veterans Administration, hospitals, what's going on, what Congress and the Senate are doing to fix the problem, or at least try to activate some sort of okay, whoa, hold it back there, boys and girls, we're fixing the problem when they really aren't. Anyway, the announcement was made this week about the thousands who are still on waiting lists for appointments at the local VA, and why Ms. Martins isn't surprised by this at all.
You know, I wish I could say that I am, but this scandal just seems to get worse and worse, and what is our first response is to throw more money at it.
Yep.
Into a system that is so broken. The scandal now involves 69 facilities, not even a formal audit, but simply a review of those facilities done by the VA Inspector General, reported that 70% of all VA facilities have alternative scheduling practices. So I'm a little skeptical that throwing hundreds of millions of dollars at this is going to get us where we need to be.
You have written that this ought to be something that mayors, city managers, town managers take note of. Why would this have impact on the local level?
Well, what we're seeing increasingly is that veterans are not getting care at the VA. A survey that goes back, done by the VA going back to 2010, reported that roughly a third of veterans refuse to use the VA. Another third will only use it as a means of last resort. So that's two-thirds. That number has actually increased now to 72% who won't use the VA or will use it only as a means of last resort. So where are all those people going to go as we're implementing or extending the voucher system so that veterans can get care outside of the VA? Where are they going to go? Well, they're going to go to our medical care facilities on Main Street, but they're getting Medicare equal reimbursement. So many of our physicians on Main Street won't see them at Medicare reimbursement rates. So where are those people going to go when they can't get care? Well, they're going to show up with no insurance in emergency rooms. They're going to be calling 911. And I think we're going to see, in terms of the medical side of the house, a real increase and burden on the civilian healthcare system on Main Street, and we're not even talking about that.
You know, one of the things that's so intellectually dishonest, speaking of that with regard to climate change, the Senate and the House both voted to spend $2 billion to supposedly fix the problem in the VA system, when in fact I think they have a $14.5 billion budget, and as Ms. Martins points out there, they don't manage it at all well, so why would we throw more money into a system that's so broken that it's almost impossible for it to operate? That's the kind of stuff that is so intellectually dishonest and yet continues with your money, playing with your money like it was Monopoly money. That is number 8. We move to number 7 in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag.
Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Motor Oil and a Fram Oil Filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Summer's the time to save. So hurry into your local club to find amazing limited-time offers. Pick up 80% Angus ground chuck for only $2.98 a pound. Or save on delicious boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $1.88 a pound. Join Sam's Club today and get summer cooking with incredible prices on premium meats, the freshest produce, and more. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I'm going for groceries
to Grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Loving the moments that we share. We've got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer for the Boston Massive responsibly.
Number 7.
Number 7 on our Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here going through the top 10. And at number 7, continuing conversation of gun violence with a focus on Las Vegas, the police killings there, school shootings this past week. Here's host Joey McLaughlin talking to Wall Street Journal Radio's Devlin Barrett about the Department of Justice's investigation into the shooting in Las Vegas last weekend, which left, as you probably know, 5 people dead, including a couple of police officers and the pair of shooters, too.
Wall Street Journal reporter Devlin Barrett says Justice wants a closer look at possible violent threats from domestic anti-government extremists. Devlin, what are sources telling you?
What we're told is that in the wake of Sunday's shooting, the Attorney General Eric Holder had a briefing on the specifics of the case itself, and as a result of that briefing, he gave instructions to all of the federal law enforcement agencies under him to notify him if they become aware of any violent threats being made by anti-government extremist groups and folks who might have a similar motivation to the 2 suspects in the Las Vegas shooting.
Is it unusual for him to issue this kind of statement?
It's a bit unusual to ask his people internally to notify him personally if they come across that kind of threat information. What's interesting about the timing of all this is that just last week he announced that he was reconstituting a long-defunct task force on domestic terrorism that had basically been sidelined after the 9/11 attacks and never really had done anything in more than a decade. And given some recent shootings, obviously this predates what happened on Sunday, but given some recent shootings, he decided to recast that task force and to pay closer attention to stuff like this. And so within days of it, it looks like there's another instance which, at least in his mind, probably, you know, confirms the need to be thinking a little more about this threat and worrying a little more about folks who might use this as a justification for some kind of violence.
Number 7, the focus on gun violence yet again. And then we now make room for number 6, which focuses on Mr. Bergdahl, up next on the countdown.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week, focusing on Mr. Bergdahl and the fact that he's now back in the United States to continue his recuperation, recovering in Germany during the past week or so at Rhein-Main Air Base after 5 years as a Taliban captive. Now is getting medical treatment in Texas, I believe. The sergeant, private, mister, whoever, however you want to refer to him, flew into Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio from Ramstein. I always do that wrong. The air base in Germany where most people come after they've had problems at in the field of battle, shall we say. He'll continue the next phase of his reintegration process, and that may include a big payday. There are some people who are talking about him being paid for the 5 years he was in captivity. How do you feel about that if you think he was a deserter? Here is Talk Host Mitch Album talking to Sergeant Matt Verkant. Mr. Verkant served with Mr. Bergdahl in Afghanistan, and the efforts to find him are part of the focus of the conversation here with Mitch Album.
Matt, tell us your recollections of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl and how he came to, in your opinion, end up in the hands of the Taliban and what sacrifices were made on his behalf by you and fellow soldiers.
From what I remember, he was just a quiet guy, kept to himself, studied all of his Army general knowledge stuff, probably more than most, but at the same time didn't go out of his way to make any friends or hang out with anybody in the platoon. And then, we're in Afghanistan, and I wake up in the morning and ask if he's up there on the machine gun nest where I was at, and replied no. Then there was a search of the OP. All of his stuff was there, and he walked off.
And from that point, basically, that's where the story sort of veers. If you believe his family and him and some comments he made while he was in captivity. This, by the way, was in June of 2009 when he wandered away. he either says he was lagging behind his troops. The initial Taliban claim was that he was drunk and then was captured by the Mujahideen. Then a lot of soldiers spent a lot of time searching for him. There are some who believe that people lost their lives as a result of him. Tell us more, Matt, about, you know, the efforts to find him once you were told he was gone, and what do you believe were the sacrifices that Army people made?
Well, as soon as he was missing and walked off, he completely changed the mission for us and for hundreds of other people. All we did was search for him every second of every day, nonstop. I mean, it changed everything completely. And it's very fair to say that people that lost their lives or got injured wouldn't have been in those locations doing searches for him had he not walked off.
Now, how are you sure that he walked off?
Well, because he left all of his equipment, was asking the night before to his team leader, you know, would somebody get in trouble if my sensitive items, my weapon, went missing? Well, of course you would. And now I come to find out the emails that he sent back home to his father about, you know, not liking America and being disgusted and talking badly about the military, and then also mailing his computer home before that mission, it's really fishy. It doesn't look right.
All right, so Mr. Bergdahl is being held in Texas because the medical professionals don't believe he's ready to face the world, as it were. So that's number six. Number is five through number one here on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio as the second half hour is underway in a few moments. 28 past the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Velveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Velveeta, morn and win.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
I'm going for groceries.
Hey, Grandma.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Love is the moments that we share. We got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179. 2 cases for only $355. Or get three cases for only $5.15 and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Number five. The number five item follows number six, which is the Bergdahl case. Number seven, gun violence, continuing conversation about gun control. The number eight item is the scandal involving the Veterans Administration. Number nine, continuing conversation about climate change. Number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio and sports in general. So, as the big-voiced announcer suggested, we're at number five. So this half hour, we deal with the top five issues. And immigration reform, the amnesty issue, illegals, that sort of thing. And I guess in a manner of speaking, how that plays into the number one issue this week in the focus as we listen to Taco Scott Sands with John Justice, who's a host on our affiliate KQTH in Tucson. They discuss the number of illegal immigrants, especially children, that are being shipped from Texas over to Arizona.
Tell us what's going on there. There's getting a lot of attention on a national level to the number of children primarily crossing the border illegally lately.
Yeah, let me give you sort of the quick rundown of what's happened on my end. And a couple of weeks ago, I had a friend of mine in the Department of Homeland Security who, in a social circumstance, came to me and said, "Hey, you're going to start hearing about an influx of illegals coming into the country." And sure enough, 2 weeks later, the story breaks that they were flying in and busing in illegal immigrant children and families by the hundreds into Tucson and Phoenix. And this ended up resulting in over 1,000 children initially early last week that were being sent and thus cared for at the Nogales Border Patrol station. And I was made aware of this through one of my contacts inside that that Border Patrol station, who was kind enough to send me some photos that ended up really launching this whole thing. I ended up getting the only photos available inside of that particular facility And since then, we've heard that this transfer of illegals, most of them children coming in from Texas, is going to continue in perpetuity. And it's created a lot of different circumstances that nobody's prepared for, most specifically, apart from why is it happening, is the fact that we have thousands of children now that are in the hands of Border Patrol at facilities that they just don't have the necessary resources to care for them all. It's created a crisis within a matter of a week.
Now, John, are these pretty amazing when you get right down to it, isn't it, huh? This sort of thing is going on, creating some sort of asylum situation in the southwest part of our country. The amount of money that you're spending as a taxpayer is what I find more abhorrent than anything else, to actually bus these people around and ship them around in planes and stuff, because either there are too many of them coming across the border in Texas, or the Border Patrol is so inept there, or they're so lax management-wise, they can just do pretty much anything they want with them. Okay, we don't want them in Texas. Send them to Arizona.
Number four.
Number four issue, the instability in Iraq. We've all seen, heard, and wondered about how Iraq could be falling apart seemingly as quickly as it sounds like it is. Here's host Bill Carroll with military analyst Steve Bucci. They discuss al-Qaeda surging, if that's the right word, moving ahead in Iraq. Possibility that Baghdad may fall in the coming days.
When you see the headlines of militants threatening to march on Baghdad, is that a lot of bluster or is that a real possibility?
Oh, it's a massively real possibility. They are on the outskirts of Baghdad, having taken just in the last couple of days several major cities, including Mosul, which is really sad because you could have walked around Mosul and seen malls and things like that. That you would never guess you were in Iraq, and now it's in the hands of this ISIS, this offshoot of al-Qaeda, and it's a real tragedy for the Iraqi people.
Who are these guys, and how dangerous are they?
They started out as al-Qaeda in Iraq. They now refer to themselves as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Sham, which refers to Syria. So they broadened their own portfolio to include Syria when the civil war started there. They're an affiliate of al-Qaeda, and they believe in all the same kind of ideology, very, very militant, stringent, Salafist Islamists. They hate us and obviously have fought us for quite a long time in Iraq, and now they went over, been fighting in Syria, got a lot more experience and new weapons, and now they're turning around and turning those weapons on the government of Iraq.
So if the civil war hadn't dragged on so long in Syria, they may not be as powerful as they are today?
Oh, absolutely. There's a direct connection to the our inability to influence in a positive way the war in Syria to what these guys now have and their ability to move forward.
Well, forget about what you do for a living and how in touch you are. For most people waking up today, this has come out of nowhere. What's going on in Iraq? Militants have taken over two major cities and they're on the doorstep of Baghdad and Iraq is calling for U.S. support. How did this all happen? Did anyone see this coming this fast?
I'll be honest with you. I don't think anybody saw it coming this fast. There have been commentators or experts on the Middle East here in Heritage. He's saying, you know, things are getting shaky there in Iraq. The Maliki government tried to, sort of overreach their dominance as Shias over the Sunnis, and in the process drove those folks back who had been allied with him but were in the Sunni confession over to these al-Qaeda guys. And then as people started going back and forth into Syria and fighting there, they got even more radicalized. And so it's been stirring for a while, but the speed with which they've pulled off this offensive has pretty much surprised everyone.
Steve Bucci talking to host Bill Carroll. So thank you, George Bush, would be, I guess, my anecdotal analysis. What a mess. What a disgrace. Trillions of dollars you and I have spent as taxpayers. How many American lives have been lost there? And look at the mess that we created by going in the way that we did. It's unforgivable. frankly. That's the way I look at it.
Number three.
Number three, the focus on politics. Actually, number three, two, and one, all about politics in one way or another. The presidential race 2 years hence ties into a conversation that talk host Steve Gruber had with political analyst Jason Chung. They discussed Mrs. Clinton's this new book, the interview with Diane Sawyer, where Mrs. Clinton says that she hasn't decided if she's going to run, et cetera, et cetera, and how her opponent might be on the GOP side of things.
She also, during the interview, indicated that she feels emboldened to run for president because of Republican criticism of her handling of the 2012 terrorist attacks in Benghazi, Libya. Though she said she's not yet decided if she will run, again, feels emboldened by the criticism on that. Is that going to be, and I have to assume it will be, a fairly big issue if she does decide to run?
I mean, I think what's going to be a bigger an issue for her to run is, you know, what accomplishments she's had as Secretary of State. You know, what signature accomplishments were there during her tenure, what accomplishments she has had as a senator from New York, and obviously, you know, what she has done in terms of when she was First Lady with her failed Hillary care policies.
Give us a sense, can you, at this point, obviously the next presidential election still a bit of time away, but who do you see as the potential Republican front runners? Clearly, if Clinton jumps in the race, she would be the one of the top Democrats. But what do you see on the Republican side?
Well, obviously, you know, I think the Republicans have a great bench of candidates who could potentially would be great candidates to run for president. And obviously, you know, you have people like Rand Paul, like Chris Christie, Rick Perry, to name a few. I think John Kasich, Scott Walker are good potential candidates. But, you know, I think it's up to them and their families to decide. And obviously, you know, there are a number more people who would think about running as well. Jeb Bush, you know, Marco Rubio as well. But, you know, I think it's the type of thing where, you know, it's a decision that they need to make.
All right, so Hillary Clinton, her book, the interviews this week, the politics of whether or not she is a candidate for the presidency, that's kind of a joke because she is, and we know it. And how many of you would vote for her? 888-302-3684, something to think about. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com if you want to communicate that way. Or you can go to Facebook.com/GoodDayShow, Twitter at Good Day, with your comments about Hillary Clinton and the presidential race and her book and whether she's forthcoming and the fact that she made $14 million writing this book, all around the corner as the countdown continues.
Just in time for Father's Day, Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, which can be used on qualifying purchases like grills and lawnmowers until June 18th. So dads are excited. And when dads are excited, they make sound effects of their favorite things.
Yes, we do.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, which can be used on qualifying purchases until June 18th. Perfect for Father's Day. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's Great Race. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Photo cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560 And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. And you mentioned Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Let's be honest. Dads don't always get the credit they deserve. So this weekend, come to Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Treat Dad to a gift card and make sure you put aside a little bit of time. Because with deals like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $59, a Delta Lab clip-on guitar tuner for just $10, or a professional HDMI karaoke player just $79, you may want to grab something for yourself as well. Let's get Linkin Park's new album, The Hunting Party, at Guitar Center June 17th. Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Now through Sunday, in-store and online.
Number two. As you might have presumed from my sort of outro of the discussion of the presidential race, Mrs. Clinton and her book, a memoir, which deals with hard choices, so she says. I read a review that suggested it wasn't very forthcoming. As a matter of fact, what I get a big chuckle out of is a portion of the book that makes reference to an experience she had at a dinner, a state dinner, one night with President Obama, when Mr. Obama called her over to whisper in her ear that she had something stuck in her teeth. So that may have been the big deal that evening. Now, that kind of stuff is not going to bring a lot of people to support her or to not support her. But I think the book is not as forthcoming as some people might have liked it to have been. Having said that, here are hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to reporter Dave Leventhal about the politics of this book.
Hard Choices, the title of the new memoir by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Dave, first off, the political implications from this book, and they've got to be many.
There are many. And expect a couple of things out of this book. Expect, for example, her to address Benghazi head on. She is going to be absolutely relentless in her defense of herself here. There was an interview with ABC News and Hillary Clinton did, Diane Sawyer, Hillary Clinton, one-on-one for an hour. Hillary Clinton said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but effectively, I wasn't equipped to look at the blueprints to figure out the security situation. That was not my call. I relied on delegating that power to people who work for me. Ultimately, I take responsibility, but you've got to understand that the Secretary of State does not do these things. You're going to hear a lot of that in the book, where she defends herself and effectively says this has become a politicized situation and something she is not going to participate in if she decides to run for president.
One of the analyses that I saw, Dave, said that this book compared to, say, others, looking at Bob Gates, defense secretary's book, this book, they say, is not really candid. It's kind of cautious, and as a result, that indicates that, yeah, she's probably running. Would you agree?
And now for the flip side, Dave, which is what this book isn't. It's not a memoir. It's a political document in the sense that if she is running for president, and most people, Democrats, Republicans, expect that she is, this is something that is setting the stage for her run in 2016. Just look at a little bit of history here. First of all, she had a book called Living History, which she wrote ahead of her 2008 presidential run. She had her famous book, It Takes a Village, which she wrote in the mid-90s ahead of her running for the U.S. Senate. And George W. Bush did this. He had a book called A Charge to Keep. Obama had Dreams for My Father. Pretty much politicians running for high-profile offices, particularly president, is a standard de rigueur action. write a book, and they set the stage for their run, but it's not something that's going to be some sort of tell-all that's going to get inside their minds at every key decision-making point in their careers. This is just not what this book is going to be, and really what this book is not intended to be either.
All right, so Mrs. Clinton in her book, she's used to people taking shots at her. She's strong. She's used to standing up for her positions. I thought it was interesting that she defended her evolution on the issue of gay marriage. She now supports the right of same-sex couples to wed. That was something discussed with Terry Gross on an NPR interview, and she's stuck to her guns. 51 past the hour on the countdown, number one up next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing the charts for the week of June 9th to the 13th, I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we have now number one. Yes, the defeat of Eric Cantor. The perception of power is also power. Real perception that number of people in the world of talk radio led the way on this one. Laura Ingraham made an in-person campaign appearance on behalf of Mr. Cantor's primary challenger, Dave Bratt. She suggested that instead of sending five Taliban MVPs over there, President Obama could have just traded Eric Cantor. She turned out to have picked the right horse, enjoying a lot of publicity. You've heard a lot of words about the primary defeat of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. So this is the point about talk radio, news talk radio. Some candidates are going to be a bit more fearful of the right-wing talk radio world, especially during the primaries coming up this fall. Here's host Dale Jackson talking to host Jeff Katz in Virginia about Congressman Cantor's defeat.
What happened in that district? Why exactly did Cantor lose?
Eric Cantor lost because of Eric Cantor. This was a huge vote against Eric Cantor. It wasn't necessarily a big vote for Dave Bratt. The general consensus here, Dale, is that 14 years in D.C. had taken Eric Cantor far, far away from Richmond and had turned him into somebody that a lot of people who used to support him honestly didn't know. He was continually knocked for not spending very much time in the district. There were all sorts of anecdotal reports that when he was in the district, he wasn't particularly friendly or approachable. And people began to see him really as that quintessential politician, say one thing and do another. And they had just had enough.
And so they had enough with him. Tell me about Bratt. Tell me about him. What should we know about this guy that we probably don't know at this point?
Dave Bratt is probably the least political politician you're going to run into. He's, from my sense, I think a very sincere, very, very smart man. He's an economist by training. He is somebody that got into this, I think, for all of the right reasons and probably surprised himself. You know, his victory speech came very late in the evening, and a lot of us were thinking he had probably because he had to write one. He probably didn't expect that it was going to go this way. The other part about it, Dale, that you need to know is that Virginia has an open primary system, and the Democrats were determined to get rid of Eric Cantor one way or another. So there was a very real effort on the part of Democrats in the 7th District to get out and vote for Dave Bratt. We hear Dave Bratt described as a Tea Party candidate. That's not true either. None of the national Tea Party organizations helped him in any way or gave him any money. And it's going to be interesting because the Democrats had not fielded a candidate until yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
They decided at the last minute under Virginia law, even though they hadn't fielded anybody, they had up until the time the polls closed on primary day to come up with someone. They did, and it looks like they are poised to pour a good amount of money and resources and effort into this district, and it might be a little more competitive than people would think.
All right, here's host Jeff Kuhner talking about the reasons why he thinks Cantor was defeated.
The Tea Party pulled off one of the biggest, most stunning political upsets in recent congressional history. The Republican Party's number two man in the House, the second most powerful Republican in the country, House Majority Leader Eric I Love Amnesty Cantor, went down in flames. That's right, my friends. You heard it correctly. In a primary challenge from conservative Dave Bratt, backed by the Tea Party and local grassroots Republican activists, essentially David versus Goliath, he barely raised $200,000. Cantor, with the entire Republican Party establishment behind him, with over $5 million in his campaign war chest, the second most powerful Republican in the country, one heartbeat away from being the House Speaker, rising under John Boehner's leadership. He was Boehner's boy, Boehner's right-hand man. And he went down in flames. He was defeated convincingly. It wasn't even close. He was hammered by a 49-year-old economics professor running on a platform of low taxes, no amnesty for illegal immigrants, a restoration of a free market economy, repealing Obamacare, and ending our runaway debt and deficits.
Eric Cantor's primary loss, the number one item this week on the Talk Radio.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.